celebrate this feast of St. Ignatius with you as a community. St. Ignatius was really a spiritual genius. And he was born in 1492. The Jesuits were founded in 1540. So he was at a time in Western civilization that was really just exploding with all kinds of activity. It was a time of exploration of the world. It was a time of the Protestant Reformation. It was the time of the influx of ideas from Greece, from the Middle East. And I think one of the reasons why Ignatian spirituality is very contemporary is because of the timing. It was, you know, really, he came around at the beginning of the kind of the modern era, the end of the Renaissance and the beginning of modernity. On this Feast of Ignatius this year, I wanted to focus on one key aspect of Ignatian spirituality that I became more aware of recently, and that's his insight that God requires our cooperation to accomplish his redemptive plan in the world. Let me repeat that. So God requires our cooperation to accomplish his redemptive plan in the world. He doesn't just wave a magic wand over us to bring over the world to bring about the reign of God. He works through us. We're his instruments. He requires our cooperation, just like he required Mary's yes in order to have the incarnation happen. And Ignatius was way ahead of his time with his insight. Modern scripture scholars since the Vatican Council are very clear that the core of Jesus' mission on earth was to establish the kingdom of God, the reign of God, God's rule here on earth, the kingdom of peace and justice and love, where we live according to God's design for our world, where we live as God's family caring for each other. It's a beautiful vision of the world that Jesus has for us, that we live as his family caring for one another. Obviously, it's not always such, but that is what God wants. And if we do God's will, that's what happens, which is why it's so important to do God's will. So the kingdom of God and God's reign is the centerpiece of Ignatius's spiritual exercises. Many of you have made the spiritual exercises, whether it be at Demontreville or through our parish or at King's Retreat House or other places. If you made the exercises, you know that the kingdom meditation is one of the key meditations, the core meditations of the exercises, where Christ the King invites us to labor with him to establish and build up God's reign here on earth. And it's a very, I remember as a young Jesuit making that meditation for the first time, and it's really kind of a call to service, and it's a very inspiring meditation where we say, that's something I want to do. Something worth getting up in the morning for. That's something worth giving my life to. It can give our lives tremendous meaning. But obviously there's a tricky balance between, because ultimately it's God and not us that brings about God's reign on earth. It's the work of God. But God works through us. He requires our cooperation to do this. We are his instruments. And so God, it's God's work, but God also chooses to work through us. And how else would he do it if we think about it? In order to be God's instruments in building up his kingdom, we need to be united with him to do his will. We need to discern how God is uniquely calling us to contribute to God's plan in our unique circumstances. So each of us needs to look at how is God calling us uniquely to contribute to God's plan here on earth because of who we are and where we are and what are our talents and circumstances. A follower of Ignatius is a person with a mission. We are people with a mission. And again, I think that can give life a rich, rich meaning. And to do this, of course, we need to be people of prayer. We need to spend some quiet time with the Lord to be able to listen to and hear God's voice within us, how God is calling us to serve at this time. The prayer form of the examen is one way to do that, to reflect on our experience, to reflect on how God is at work in us. And one of the unique insights of Ignatius is that once we discern how God is calling us to serve in our unique circumstances of family and work, then we can be united with God as much in our activity, in our action, in our service, as we can in prayer. So we don't have to be praying all the time to be united with God. We don't have to be at Mass all the time to be united with God. We can be united with God in our activity, in our service. And this is what it means to be a contemplative in action. We are united with God as much in our action, in our activity, in our service, as we are in our prayer, because God is working in and through us in our service. So just to be aware of that when you're doing your daily activities, when you're being a parent, a sibling, a son or daughter, when you're being a professional, when you're serving other people in your work, God is at work in you. You can be united with God in that, even if you're not kind of thinking of God. And I think that's a great concept, that we really can be united with God in our activity if we're doing God's will, if we're allowing ourselves to be God's instruments. So that I think that's just a very helpful insight. And of course, this requires self-sacrifice, surrendering our own self-will and self-interest in the service of God and others. This is where the Jesuit slogan of being a person for others comes in. As disciples of Christ and servants of Christ's mission, we live not for ourselves, but we live for God and for others. And what does this mean in practice for us? It means leading with the question of how is God calling me to serve at this time in my life, in my unique circumstances, which change over time. It's different for a young person or a middle-aged person or older person. Our circumstances change. When our kids grow up and we become empty nesters, our circumstances change. When we retire, our circumstances change. When we're just starting our lives as a young family, that's a unique time in our life. When we're in school, as grade school or high school students or college students, that's again a unique time. And how are we being called to serve in those different ways at those different times of our life, those different seasons of our life? For a young person, that might mean, what vocation or lifestyle is God calling you to? Is God calling you to marriage or religious life or priesthood or lay ministry? Or what career or profession is God calling you? And the question should not be what lifestyle or career would be most self-serving, but what lifestyle or career would be most service to God and others, helping to make the world a better place. It's a very different orientation. I think a lot of times in our culture, we plan careers on what would be good for us, what would make our life better, but Ignatian spirituality and Jesus asks us, no, what would be of the maximum service of others? And that doesn't mean we can't have a great career and be happy and be fulfilled, but it means that the focus is serving others. I think for those of us who are already in our life's vocation, in our careers, then it's a question of looking at how can we be of service in our current situation. Clearly, I think being a good parent, I'm always in awe of parents, especially parents of young children, and just how much effort and sacrifice that requires. All of a sudden, your life no longer revolves around yourself, but it revolves around your children, and you're there for them, even in the middle of the night. You're there for them. So being a good parent, a spouse, a good professional, demands self-sacrifice. It means being there for your family, for your colleagues, your clients, your patients, your customers. If we really approach life as a service, then we're not just there for ourselves, we're there for other people. And that affects how we do what we do, and to do what we do with love and with joy, as Pope Francis calls us. So Ignatian spirituality calls us to be united with God in prayer and in service, in contemplation and in action, to find God, to experience God, to be united with God in all of our life's activities. So we can all ask ourselves, how is God calling us to serve uniquely at this time of our lives. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.